When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Pete McMurray, Andrea Darlis, in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Pizza Pie! In studio with us, the owner of Peace Pizza. In Wicker Park, it is Bill Jacobs, who ran down the street to get here. You are sweating. You used to be a marathon runner. This is okay.
It's okay. Yeah. It's been a long time since I've run, but I went to your old studio. It's not looking too good over there.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my God, no.
My fault.
Oh, yes. No.
Yep.
Uh-oh. Oh, I'm
That's
so
okay.
sorry.
That's okay. I got a good workout.
Wow.
Yep.
Tomorrow's your day. It's your Super Bowl.
It sure is.
I mean, what happens on National Pizza Day? How do you celebrate
pizza
for a guy that celebrates pizza every day?
It's become huge. Yeah. I think that National Pizza Day may just take over being more popular than Thanksgiving or July 4th. You know?
It could. It absolutely could.
I mean, tomorrow I'm going to eat pizza.
Yes.
I think a lot of people are planning on eating pizza. How do you celebrate? Do you do
I
more than
pizza.
Three? Do you do more than three toppings?
No.
Really?
Not on our pizza, because our pizza is thin crust, New Haven style. It's all about being able to taste the different flavors and not pile on too much, because it's more subtle.
Well, Bill, explain what New Haven is, because you don't have a circular pizza, even though your logo peace is the peace sign in the circle.
A little oblong in shape. Every pizza is hand-formed. So you don't know what the shape's going to be. We try to make it a circular, but invariably it'll come out oblong. And they're served on long sheet trays.
Right. Yes. And you grew up with this. You grew up on the East Coast, but you've lived in Chicago forever.
Forever.
But tell me about the pizza that you grew up in.
So New Haven is known for its great thin crust pizza. I grew up in New Haven, went to school there, my three brothers, my folks, and we grew up eating this great pizza in New Haven. New Haven has the highest percentage of Italians per capita in the whole country, and has for forever.
What?
So
really?
They brought this beautiful pizza, which has its origins on the Amalfi Coast, and
beautiful.
You know, it's fantastic. Every pizza, as I said, is made by hand.
Yep.
Has a nice chew to it, a nice crunch to it, and it's just fantastic. And
I love a good thin crust. I love your pizza.
Thank you.
Oh, it's so good.
It's been great. We're coming up on 18 years.
You moved here what year?
1983.
Yes.
But
you didn't get into the pizza business. You got in the bagel business.
Exactly.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
If people remember, your name is Bill Jacobs, right. Jacob Brothers Bagels.
Exactly.
Back in the day.
Yes.
All over Chicago.
So my brothers and I moved out to Chicago in 83 after I just graduated from college. And my brother Andy went to school with some friends at Brown, and we had the idea of going to the bagel business, and he discovered there were no bagels in downtown Chicago when we were looking for the right market. And that's how we arrived in Chicago, and we never left.
That's so cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That is.
And Chicago didn't have great bagels. So between 83 and 99, we made bagels, and then we sold the company in 99. And I always thought about bringing the style of pizza that we grew up eating to Chicago, because we could never find a great thin crust pizza.
So you started.
It is hard to find a good thin crust.
I'm trying to think when we met, because this is so Chicago. You're one person away. I was on the radio at WCKG doing nights, and the real world found out that the people working there were working at Peace Pizza.
Right.
And that's when we had you on the air. That's when we met. And then I found out that your partner is a friend of mine. We have a mutual friend, Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. That's right. Yep. I love the connection.
And he's the best partner.
So
when
did you open?
We opened July 27th, 2001.
So when did Real World go on the air? Real World Chicago.
It was that summer that they were filming.
Right.
So I think it aired in the fall. And the Real World Chicago was directly across the street in what became the health club.
Oh, yeah. Cheetah.
Right.
That's right.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So Karen Tanya worked at Peace for a short time and, you know, brought a lot of media attention to Peace at that time.
I mean, that was huge.
It was huge. And that, yeah. I mean,
what a way to start your business. You're on national TV, local TV's there, and there's viewing parties at Peace Pizza.
And Rick Nielsen.
And Rick Nielsen.
Yeah. You know, we open up our door and you know, restaurants hope for a soft opening, but we never had that luxury. So, you know, we made a lot of mistakes. We corrected them. And everything is very good these days.
I mean, that happens along the way when you own a business, that you make mistakes.
Absolutely.
How do you realize that, oh my gosh, what have we been doing the last few years? When does it hit you?
Mm-hmm. What we do all the time is we analyze our operations, and we always try to make it better. But invariably, people make mistakes. It happens in business.
Sure.
You just hope that you don't make the fatal mistake, you know?
Right.
So, you know, we've focused on making our product great, on service, on marketing, and bringing them all together. And employment. And employment is not something that should ever be taken lightly.
Right.
We still employ people who opened up the restaurant almost 18 years ago, and something that I'm very proud of.
Wow, is that great. Yeah. If people have never been into your restaurant, how would you describe it on North Avenue? Because it's such a wonderful vibe when you walk in.
It's an incredibly comfortable space. It's a converted old garage, so it's got very high ceilings, a bow truss roof, a skylight that runs the length of the space, so it gets fantastic natural light.
Mm-hmm.
And it just lends itself to this concept. And, you know, it's pizza and beer. People feel great at
Let's talk about the beer.
Yeah.
I mean, besides pizza.
And the beer, which we brew, is some of the best beer in the country. We are the most award-winning brew pub in Chicago with 28 medals. We have Jonathan Cutler, who's been our fantastic brewer from day one, and he's recognized as one of the best brewers in the country.
All right, if you could only, you say two ingredients, right? Should be max. We were having this discussion earlier, too. I think I agree with that, too.
You could go three. You go three. If you
three,
go,
maybe.
We can't consider garlic a topping.
You know, I said it.
Basil's light. You know, you could do basil.
No, basil's not a topping.
No,
basil's not
totally
a topping.
Right.
No. Right.
If you guys could only pick two toppings, what would you pick?
I would go sausage, banana, peppers, because I love those two together.
Okay.
I do.
Classic.
Yeah.
And pepperoni, banana, peppers is a great combo.
Oh, that's good.
I also love bacon, onion. It's just fantastic.
I do like olive. I would go sausage, green pepper.
Sausage, green pepper.
You know what's great, too, is a white pizza for vegetarians, white pizza with tomato and basil.
Now, we were talking earlier about tomato on your pizza. Sometimes when you go to pizza places, they put the tomato on there and it becomes too runny.
That's like exactly right.
Tomato,
so how do you do it?
We don't really recommend putting sliced tomatoes on the red sauce pizza.
Yes.
Because it does. It adds.
Oh, so the white sauce is different.
That's right. The white sauce is an olive oil, garlic, pecorino romano base. So it's lighter.
Like
you
that.
Could put sliced tomatoes. Tomatoes on a white pizza is fantastic.
Okay.
On a red pizza, it adds a little, it adds more moisture.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little heavier.
Explain the white pizza to people.
So
if they don't know what it is.
So it's without red sauce. So it's a base of olive oil and garlic. Very simple. And then it's topped with pecorino romano and mozzarella and then whatever topping.
Good.
We always finish a pie with oregano and a splash of extra virgin olive oil.
I love it. I love it. I would put oregano on everything. I know that's the Greek in me. I put oregano
love
on steak.
Oregano.
I
love it. Yes, definitely. It's so funny that everybody in Chicago is so opinionated about their pizzas.
It's
and
true.
Their
oh, my God.
Yes, it's so true.
And it could be divisive.
Oh, absolutely.
It could be divisive.
Why the divisiveness about the... I like the ham or the Canadian bacon and pineapple. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have that more than maybe once a year. I do enjoy it. But people get so angry at the thought of that.
About
why?
Fruit on your pizza.
Right. Oh, is that why?
We don't put pineapple on our pizza. And we are a ranch-free zone. So you can't have ranch dressing with our pizza.
We See, will I like, not, I like not that,
that
too.
That okay. is so
You're
going
to have to go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Right.
Know? No ranch at Peace
no ranch.
Pizza.
Ranch-free zone.
Oh, my God. Is that funny?
That is funny.
What about the people that call pizza pie? Because I get yelled at. I call it pie all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
I just grew up that way.
Earlier,
you know, what do you like on your pie?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's shaped like a pie. It's what it is.
Right.
It's a pizza pie. It's
a pizza pie.
I think a lot of New Yorkers say pie.
Yeah.
And they think their pizza's better than ours, which is hilarious to me. I mean, I have friends from New York and New Jersey, and they just insist that their pizza is better than Chicago, and I just have to say they're wrong.
Well, I'll tell you a quick story. Dusty Baker, when he was managing the Cubs, stopped in at Peace, and he had a Glenlivet on the rocks as he waited for his pizza, and I referred to it as pie. And he said, what do you call it, pie?
He had no idea.
It's pizza pie. That's what we call it. Yeah. In New Haven, we call it Abizz, which is APIZZA. If you get to New Haven, you're going to see Abizz rather than pizza, and that's Italian for pizza.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. Abizz.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bill Jacobs in studio. I'm going to take a break. Thank you for running down the street, by the way. I am so
sweaty. I got to take a shower now.
I am so sorry you went to the old studio.
It's not your fault.
They're making that into a hotel.
You gave me the address, but I thought it was the address for the garage, which, because I used to take the
303. We're at 303 Wacker in Columbus.
Yep. Yeah. My mistake.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So I didn't screw this one up.
You did not.
Oh, thank
absolutely
God.
Not.
You're all good.
No,
all right.
But I would let you know if you did.
And did you bring pizza?
I did.
Oh, okay.
Not only did I bring pizza, I brought two pizzas. I brought Joe Flom's pizza. Joe Flom, winner
of
Top Chef.
Save it. We're going to talk about that next.
Oh, I'm saving it. Okay.
We're going to talk about your specialty pizzas because it's just crazy. All Bill Jacobs here from Peace Pizza. What's the website? Is it Peace Pizza?
It's peacechicago.com.
Peacechicago.com.
That's Instagram and Facebook. So go there.
Love it. All right. It's 720 WGN. Boy, can you smell that?
Oh, God,
that
yeah.
smells fantastic.
It sure does.
Tomorrow is National Pizza Day. In studio with us, the owner of Peace Pizza in Wicker Park. It is Bill Jacobs. What kind of pies did you bring in tonight?
So we have two here. One is the red pizza with banana peppers and pepperoni. A
banana
classic combination that we were just talking about.
Yep.
Great combo.
Okay. Yeah.
And the other one is Chef Joe Flom's pizza. And Joe is the winner of Top Chef, and he's executive chef.
He just won
chef.
Top Chef. He was at...
He's at Spiaggia.
Spiaggia.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he's fantastic. He created this pizza. He's from Berwyn, and it's a South... He calls it the South Side Special. So it is our red pizza with fresh mozzarella, some shredded mozzarella, tempesta sausage, and jardinera. I don't want to forget that.
Oh yeah,
that makes it South Side.
Oh my gosh, is that great?
Oh yeah, that's those are my.
How do you come up with? I'd love to be at a meeting at Peace. Okay,
come and join us.
Let's sample some new beer. Let's sample some new pizza. How do you come up with these specialty pizzas? Like you've done hot dog a few times.
Yes,
who's a good friend of yours?
Sorry, so part of this program with the chefs is benefits Pilot Light Chefs. And that's
of course you work it into a charity. Of course,
exactly.
That is so Bill Jacobs.
10% of sales goes to Pilot Light. We have they've received over $36,000 from this program. We're very proud of that. It's a program that was started first with Honey Butter Fried Chicken with Josh Culp and Christine Sikowski. I called them up one day. I contacted them because they're friends. And I said, "Hey, how about we put your chicken on the pizza?" And they're like. Like, hell yeah. And that's where it started. And I said, let's make this a charitable endeavor.
Oh,
they chose Pilot Light. And Pilot Light's great. They go into the public schools with a curriculum on food and nutrition. And they teach them about food. And they cook with them.
Can I just give you some props? Because I've known you for almost 20 years. Right when you opened your place, I met you. This is so you.
Thank you.
Such a Chicago guy, but you want to give back to the community. You have such a great pizza place, but you think, okay, how can I make the pizza better, but give the charity?
Oh, yeah. Well, we have to. We're fortunate to be in this community, in this great city, and it's what we do. We have to give back.
And I love the camaraderie. I see this all the time. And Pete, I'm sure you do too, as do you. Just when you were just talking about Honey Butter Fried Chicken, another awesome Chicago place.
Yeah.
And you guys partner together. I love the camaraderie of
absolutely.
All the chefs and all the restaurant owners. And everyone always comes together for a good cause.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
And then in the name of bringing two great
people
foods
get it.
Together.
Right. People get it. And it's also true with my comrades in the pizza business. You know, you've got Dave over at Coalfire and Derek at Pauly G's. You know, these guys are great and they're doing great things. Derek contacted me a week ago and he said, "Hey, I want to get pizza to the homeless during the cold weather." I'm like, absolutely.
Count
us in.
Wow, is that
so
great?
So, you know, kudos to him. Kudos to them. You know, everyone's doing good, great things. You know, my friend up at Jonathan at Spaconopoly is just doing an incredible job. And everyone's friends, you know.
I love
we're all
that.
Friendly, and it's a great community, and we're all
the
out
radio
making
business
great
completely
doing
different.
Food.
Oh,
we
my
hate
God,
each
I
other.
Know. I know.
You work at another station,
right,
you're dead to
so
me.
Cut the road.
It is. It's
same
so
with
true.
TV.
Oh, my God, I know.
Same with television.
I love this happiness. God, such a good feeling.
I have the beer right here. What am I drinking here?
You're drinking the Weight, which is...
Oh, wow. Citrus. I can smell it.
Can you smell that? That one, gold at the World Beer Cup.
Oh, my God. Is this fantastic?
It's also a silver medal winner at the Great American Beer Festival. So also keep in mind that that's an American Pale Ale, which is one of the most, the third most competitive category at the at these competitions, at the World Beer Cup. It had 121 entries, and we took gold. So, you know, it is clearly one of the best.
How do you come American up with a beer like this that smells great, that tastes fantastic, and it's light? With craft beers, sometimes they're too heavy.
Absolutely. Which could be dangerous, you know?
Right.
If, depending on the ABV. This right. is this ABV is 6%, so you could drink this and not worry about it. But Jonathan,
this
our
is
great
6%.
Brewer, 6%. Yes.
A normal beer, like a domestic beer, is what? 1.5?
I don't know what it is.
2, maybe?
Maybe more, but
I'm drinking 6%.
It's not.
I may be half in the bag before we go into the next commercial.
We got 25 more minutes.
Wow.
Hang in there, man.
Cut them off.
Right. Definitely.
Oh, that's
and
so cool.
You've had the same brewmaster, did you say that earlier?
Yes.
Since the beginning.
Since the beginning. Jonathan Cutler.
That says something about you when you still have the same people working for you for 20 years.
It's one of the things I'm most proud of. You know, and I'm also proud of the fact that we're now providing our people with benefits, with good health care. Significant health care. They have the same health care that that I have, and I'm very proud of that. And my good friend and the person who I call my CEO, Patty Buckland, really led the charge and put that together. And then it's meaningful. It's meaningful
to
everyone. It's meaningful to me as an employer.
Have you been asked? I'm sure you have, to expand to other states.
Oh yeah, okay. I had someone contact me asking if we wanted to go into New York City.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to go into New York City, but not to do business.
You know? Yeah. Okay.
Someone said tonight, you should have a few more of these places. Well, yeah. Well, that would be a few more challenges and
exactly.
problems. You know?
Yeah.
It really is a question that I get often. How come you haven't done more? You
but
know?
That's got to make you feel good.
It makes me feel great.
Yeah.
But I'm also proud of the fact that we've stayed focused on this operation. I think that's clearly one of the reasons why.
But usually people want to cash in and franchise.
Right,
right.
And you haven't done that.
Right.
I'm sure you've been asked a thousand times.
That's part of your success, I think.
Without question. And of course, it's part of my experience in the bagel business when we had a number of places and, you know, there were many challenges and not knowing all my employees and not something I felt great about. And we did some great things with Jacobs Brothers, but having one place is really a nice feeling, and I know everyone. I know my customers, and it's a great thing.
I love it.
Yeah. By the way, you've come full circle. You have Bro Bagel now, right next to Peace.
Exactly. So 4 years ago, I went back into the bagel business because I had the good fortune of buying the building, and I had a tenant in there, and they wanted out early. I'm like, absolutely. Had the idea of bringing the bagels back. You know, we had been out of the business for a whole bunch of years since '99, and brought them back, and the bagels are fantastic, and it's nice to be back in the business.
Is it Bro because of your brothers?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And they're involved whenever I need, I have any questions, we get together and talk about
it. Or you're at a baseball game together with your brothers.
God.
I feel like you're carrying those guys.
Don't tell them. My brothers are fantastic. They're the best.
Yeah.
And I love them.
But I'm always with my brothers when I run into you and your brothers.
How many brothers do you have?
I have seven brothers.
Seven brothers.
What do you have?
And you guys all look alike.
You have three.
I have three brothers.
Right.
Yeah.
There's four boys.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you have a big family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
We're close in age, you know, 15 and 16 months apart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You guys could do a charity basketball team or basketball game with your brothers. Well, you'd
could,
have a lot on your bench.
We'd rather sit around and eat pizza and beer.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll join you.
So tomorrow, big day at Peace.
Huge day. National Pizza Day. Come on in. Eat pizza.
Do it. Why
drink
not?
Beer.
It's Chicago.
Celebrate.
And again, for people listening, three toppings. That's it.
Yeah.
Nothing
two to
more.
Three toppings.
Yeah. Two to three.
We don't necessarily encourage three toppings, but if you want to do three, do three. But don't do more than that, you know? And we like to say less is more.
That's too bad.
That hit me about 4 years ago because I'll never forget this. I sent you a text. I was out of town. I don't know where I was. And my son was building his own pizza at this dumpy pizza place. I think we were in northern Wisconsin. And I sent you a text. I go, how many toppings is too many? And you said three. I mean, you lightning fast.
Right.
Anything more, you're ruining your pizza.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to get cooked.
It's not going to get cooked. It's going to be heavy.
It's like a salad on top of it.
It's not deep dish. You know, deep dish, the crust can support that.
Right.
Ours, it really can't.
Deep dish is like a casserole.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
John Stewart.
Oh, is that what he says?
Yes, he does, doesn't he? Do you like your pizza well done? The crust?
I like it a little well done, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I like it. Me too. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, enjoy these pies. And
thank you.
Thank you.
Are you going out tonight? What happens?
Hell yeah, my night's just beginning.
Right?
No.
You've already exercised running from the old Tribune Tower over here.
Yeah.
Bill Jacobs again, Peace Chicago. They can follow you all over social media.
Yep, 1927 West North Avenue.
And happy National Pizza Day tomorrow.
Happy National Pizza Day to you.
All right, it's 720 WGN.